for you, nigga.
Y'all seeing us again.
Yes, sir. We here, man. Hey, yeah. Man.
Life be life, man.
Dog, having little kids, dog. Have a little baby boy running around. Let me tell you about this little dude, man. First off, you know, I kind of started him on watching wrestling with me a little bit.
Okay.
So he clearly doesn't understand what's going on. The only thing he watch on TV right now is Miss Rachel. That's the only thing that make him be like, oh, man, yeah. Just the songs for littles. I'm about to say, if you got little kids, you know about Miss Rachel and all, you know, the songs they be singing and alphabet. So he's starting to learn his letter. He's only 1.5. He's starting to learn letters and all of that stuff too. But yeah, man, I turned it on WWE and AEW a couple times. He'd just be like, huh,
what's this?
Huh? Yeah, fighting.
He's like, yeah.
Exactly. Also, RIP Akira Toriyama, creator of Dragon Ball Z.
I
started showing him Dragon Ball Z the other day too. And he was for real just like, I think it was just the flashing lights. He was just like, huh.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm like, my man. But also, that keeps me away from doing the podcast.
That's what happens, man. Me, it's just work, and you know, life. You know, that's pretty much it. But we got to get back to it because it's been a lot of crap. It's
been a lot going on in the world of pro wrestling.
Man,
we on that road to WrestleMania.
Yeah,
and
man,
it's a runaway train.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know if the light at the end of the tunnel, is it a train? Is it a plane? Is it an automobile? I don't know. We going to get there. We going to see.
There's a Vince McMahon joke in there about a runaway train.
Bump set. Spike.
We take what we want, and after we take Lex Luger and the Giant, we want the gold, sucker. Hulk Hogan, we coming for you, nigga. For you, nigga. For you, nigga.
We take what we want, we the realest in the business. We want the gold sucker,
Hulk Hogan,
we coming for you, no. We take what we want, we the realest in the business. We want the gold sucker,
Hulk Hogan,
we coming for you, no. We take what we want, we the realest in the business. We want the gold sucker,
Hulk Hogan,
we coming for you, no. We take what we want, we the realest in the business. We want the gold sucker,
Hulk Hogan,
we coming for you, no. Coming for you.
Welcome everyone to the We Coming For You Cast.
Okay, let me preface this with, that's not funny.
You know, okay.
But it is kind of funny. But it is kind of.
Oh wow! Yeah, that was funny.
Man, look, if you can't laugh at this ridiculous stuff that's going on with Vince,
he did it allegedly.
So, but we gonna talk about it because y'all ain't heard us talk about it. But first, I am RVS. You can find me at FranchiceO6. It's FranchiceO6.
Well, we still got to say, so everyone's, you're not, okay, what did they say at the beginning of the cops all the time? All people are proven innocent until proven guilty into the court of law. I just got to wait and see what happens, man. I mean, where there's smoke, there's fire. I get it. And the type of smoke that's over there, smoke and scorpion for Mortal Kombat over there. It's all.
Cybot, Sub-Zero, all of them was in the room. Boom, Tobias, Toasty, all of them niggas was in the room.
And I'm rated R. You can find me on all social media platforms. Fuck it. At @R_18_, I'm not even doing it.
Because, you know, I mean, we got to talk about, we don't have to talk about this, but Vince McMahon's toy collection might even have Mortal Kombat characters in it as well. We'll get to that because Vince just got a, he's in a whole nother stratosphere of awards, man.
He might have to just take it over from John Jones. I think he's taking it over from John Jones.
No, he's going to take it over from somebody else.
Oh, no.
If you watched last episode, you already know who we talking about. but before we get it, before we get into the nitty gritty details of whatever Vince had going on, man, we have to talk about WrestleMania.
Boy, yeah,
the road to WrestleMania.
Boy,
first and foremost, what do you think about the build up to WrestleMania so far?
It is probably one of the best build ups I think I've seen in a very long time. I think people just need to be patient, and which has proven itself. All y'all was crying about, you know,
this story.
Yeah. Now look at you. Look at yourself now. You're looking stupid. Yeah. I mean, all you do is wait. All you do is wait 1 week. It was literally 1 week.
It was a week.
It was one fucking week. You the motherfuckers that got Prime accounts and clicked expedited shipping and pay for it on top of the Prime. Like, Prime already giving it to you in less than 2 days. What you wanted today?
You can get some stuff today on Prime.
Sometimes you can. They want it as soon as they click button. Dude, you need to get you off your ass and go to the store and pick it up your damn self. That was the critical Cody Crybaby. I want to finish the story. Just wait. Damn.
Man, I agree. So before we get my thoughts on it, man, let me just go ahead and read this card for Mania. So we got the WWE Women's Championship, Io Sky versus Bayley, which let me put a pin in that. We're going to come right back
okay.
to it. We got the Women's World Championship, Rhea Ripley versus Becky Lynch. We got the Intercontinental Championship, Gunther versus Sami Zayn. That was just decided on Raw.
Mm-hmm.
We have the six-pack ladder match for the Undisputed Tag Team Championship.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of...
That sounds dope, actually. Yeah.
So we got Judgment Day versus five other teams to be determined. And the main event, presumably, of night one, we got The Rock and Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes and Seth freaking Rollins.
Yep.
But then we also, the next night, Seth Rollins pulling double duty against Drew McIntyre for the World Heavyweight Championship.
Mm-hmm.
And then last but certainly not least, Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes for the WWE Universal Championship.
And it might be two different stipulations, but go ahead.
It might be two different stipulations.
Yeah.
But like you said, I want to echo that. This is probably the best buildup that I've seen from WrestleMania in a very, very long time.
Well, didn't they call this about a year ago when Paul Heyman said, like, this Bloodline story, we're just getting started.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even at the tip of the iceberg yet.
Yeah.
I still think we still haven't seen the apex of this story yet.
Yeah.
Even after Mania. I'm going to call it what it is. I really don't. Yeah. So we'll see.
So I will say this. The Cody Crybabies and all of that.
Cody Crybabies.
Man, either Triple H is a genius or they was kind of like, yo, if Roman versus Rock kind of work out, I mean...
Yeah.
I think it was the latter, honestly. I think they were like, it's kind of the Lex Luger and Bret Hart thing when they both got eliminated from the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
And they waited to see, okay, who's going to get cheered first, right? It was definitely kind of it seemed kind of like a, all right, this is the way we going. And then when people revolted the other way, they were like, okay, cool, we're going to pivot back.
Because
they still haven't explained what Rock said to Cody Rhodes to make him step aside.
They're not going to.
But the thing I do like about that, now I'm a continuity and wrestling cat, right? So I like when cats stories from one company come to another.
Right.
And that whole thing where Cody stepping aside for The Rock reminded me of when Arn Anderson on AEW said, you know, you the type of cat that when somebody asks you for your money, you give it to them. But me, I pull out my Glock. I was like, see, that's Cody giving up his spot for nothing.
Yeah.
So if nothing else,
that's
if nothing else, Cody Rhodes' character is like has continuity to it.
That's true.
He walked to the side, he let Rock slap him in the face in front of everybody,
didn't do nothing.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
He got his back.
Wait a minute. But don't go too far there. We had our man, Mr. Phil Brooks, aka CM Punk.
We gotta talk about our man Phil Brooks.
Get well, sir.
So, right about here is where you're gonna see the CM Punk is a fight free wrestler for now banner. Because
I forgot about that.
Because he is still a fight free wrestler.
Yep. For now.
Right? So the thing with CM Punk, man, get well soon.
Yeah.
I talk a lot. I'm a CM Punk fan.
I think Raw is in Chicago.
It is coming up. So yeah, they actually sold out. They sold out and then they opened up more seats because they were advertising CM Punk.
Mm-hmm.
But man, if this isn't one of the biggest ball don't lie situations outside of basketball I have ever seen in my life.
You're not kidding.
Now, if you're not familiar with Ball Don't Lie, first of all, welcome to the show. I'm glad you're here. wouldn't have thought you would be here, but Ball Don't Lie is, let's say you hooping with your boys. Somebody foul you. You call foul. Nuh-uh, man, there ain't no foul. All right, cool. Take your free shot.
Right.
If you make it, you were fouled.
Right.
If you miss it, ball don't you lie. Weren't fouled ball because don't. The ball don't lie. Right? CM Punk coming back to WWE like, yo, I'm home.
Right.
I've always needed to be here. Baby, I've changed. I'm a different person. All of that. Yeah. Yup. Tore the same tricep that he tore in AEW. Now, first and foremost, when he did that, I was like, damn, this is a rerun.
Yeah, right.
I've seen this before. See, again, right. That's why we say CM Punk is a fight-free wrestler for now. Because WWE fans, if you didn't see AEW, here's how it's going to plan out, right? He gets hurt. He going to come back. It's going to be cool for a minute. Mm-hmm. He going to get hurt again. Yep. And when he get hurt again, he going to start cussing out random people in the company.
For no reason.
The random people going to come and see him, and he going to fight them. Yeah. And then we're going to have to take this banner right on down. I'm telling you, that's the way it happened before. It's going to happen again. Punk, you my dude. You need to keep that banner up there, though, bro. Keep that banner up there, bro.
So he says, y'all, like right after the Rock slapped Cody in the face, he goes,
"Yes."
He said, "I don't know, man. I think we Cody need to slap Rock in the face." Rock is still on stage when he says that, and he goes, "Hey, everybody, do y'all want to see Cody slap Rock in the face?" He said, "Look, I don't give a." He said, "He talking about he was his boss. If he was my boss, I slap him in the face."
And he not lying. Because that's why he got.
He was talking about.
Is a fight free wrestler. No, he was talking
about.
Now.
Did you hear somebody laughing?
Yeah.
There was somebody laughing. He was talking about what happened with him and Tony Khan.
He was talking about what happened with Tony Khan. That's why he got fired. And again, he was just talking about his new boss getting slapped in the face. CM Punk gonna get fired.
Yeah.
He gonna get fired, yeah. Y'all. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he ain't. Damn, man.
He told you. That's the evidence. When they going to pull up the tape. He going to fight somebody, and they going to pull up the tape, and it's going to be like, if it was me, I'd just slap.
Wait a minute. Don't we got some comments to come after the motherfucker who was going after us? Against? We was talking about CM Punk, and we saw about the Red Hot Ripplets, and it was somebody in the comments that was going in on us.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Hold on.
Yeah.
Okay, good. That's right. Yeah, we gotta pull that up.
Yeah.
But like I said, man.
A couple of different clips.
It was.
I have to scour.
Saying we're haters and oh yeah, we gotta address that.
I'm telling you the truth. He said CM Punk said it. After that, he told y'all what he gonna do. You can't put your hands on nobody you work with,
no,
Phil.
You can't do that, Phil.
You can't
man.
Do it.
You can't do that,
it
man.
It don't work. You're going to get fired, bro.
Get fired. And more, or worse, a lawsuit. Don't stop yep. doing that, yeah, man.
See?
Stop doing it, man.
Oh, so to that note, while Daryl's looking up that. So so people have been talking about the lawsuit suit and the NDAs and AEW, how nobody can talk about it. Well, DJ Who Kid. DJ Who Kid was backstage when the CM Punk Jack Perry fight happened.
Because
that was over in All in London, right? He came out with Swerve Strickland.
Okay.
So he was on a Sam Roberts podcast, and he was just basically breaking it down like what happened. He was just like, yo, I was right there. And he was just like, hey man, everybody told me wrestling fake, but them niggas was fighting. That was real. He was like, look, because he was like, hey, man, you know, Cass was bloody from, like, the actual match. But then they came out and they had, like, a real fight in the back. And I'm like, yo, what's going on? But the thing he said, though, was he was just like, yeah, man. And this one big Hawaiian-looking cat just came out and punked everybody. He started screaming about, hey, y'all fucking up our opportunity. Y'all need to go out there, do y'all shit, and shut the fuck up. He was like, everybody shut up.
Who was it?
That man is Samoa Joe. AEW World Champion.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Now you understand.
Yeah.
Why
yeah.
Joe is AEW World Champion.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
You're talking about a locker room leader.
Yeah.
So one clip has you all getting props.
Yeah.
One is very supportive.
Okay.
Second clip.
The second clip. Yeah.
This is the one.
Yeah, we need to address that guy. Yeah. Because he said quite a few things.
Man.
We went back and forth a little bit, but it was. But thanks for listening anyway.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Hope you come back. He said hope you listen to some more.
Never gonna listen again, so he might not even see That's this. Dumb. But okay. Just in case you're dumb at, your ass do.
You know what? I'm gonna tag him when this. We're gonna make a short of this clip and tag him in it so he can come back and watch it. All right.
Give us a metric.
See, that's the thing. I mean, okay, I don't want y'all to stop doing this, but y'all do realize.
Someone said, no way y'all doing this on Al Gore's broadband.
Now that's funny.
No way we're doing this on Al Gore's broadband.
That's funny. Hey, that's man. Funny.
We here, baby. We here.
Now that's pretty funny. That's pretty funny.
But y'all don't realize that helps us out in the end. Like, of course I'm going to argue with you in the comments. Right. It's going to push the video up to more people. Duh. Duh. I might even just cut this out because I'm giving out secret sauce to everybody.
The Germ Boy says, I'd be mad too if the person I was shit-talking was back in the company.
Oh, yeah.
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 So you're talking about Seth Rollins being
mad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I think this might be on the TikTok situation or on IG that the back and forth might have been.
Oh, it might have been. Yeah. Hold on. Yep. I thought it was on YouTube.
It was on one of them.
I think it was on YouTube.
It was on
one. It's on IG.
Okay.
I think it's on IG.
Yeah, it was on one of them. I forget. That was the white supremacist dragon dude that got mad at us for saying, like, yo, listen to black women.
Yeah.
I be forgetting who I'm arguing with sometimes.
But my thing is, like, how do we get in his algorithm? Like, how did he find us? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, I
unless
guess,
he's a,
I
wrestling, guess he a wrestling fan. He got to be a wrestling
I
fan.
I guess he's a wrestling fan.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah. Some of y'all are some cool wrestling fans, but it's some of y'all, you know, are a little, I don't know, man.
Yeah. The overwhelming majority of wrestling fans are cool, I will say.
Yeah.
But yeah, some of y'all, man.
Some of y'all, I don't know, man.
Go outside, man.
Go outside,
touch some grass.
Go outside and try to say some of the bullshit that you say on the internet and watch what happens to your punk ass. Let me see you get away with some of the shit you say online.
That's like when I told our first heckler to meet me at Fairground Park. I wonder if he made it. I wonder if he did. I don't see it on IG either.
I think it's on YouTube.
It was one of them.
So someone says he's definitely there to get fired.
Oh, yeah.
He's the favorite part of the industry. Couldn't make it work at AEW where they let him do anything he wanted. Also, in 1 year, he got injured 2 times, suspended 1 time, and fired.
That's
true.
In the same year.
Yeah.
Wait, he got fired. He got hurt. Fired and then rehired at the company who he left years, like, well, 10 years ago?
10 years ago.
Yeah.
that was in a matter of 6 months.
Right. That's some wild shit, man. And he came back and with open arms into his hometown.
Yeah.
Like that's like.
It may have been deleted.
I think they got rid of. Yeah, okay. I'm looking at IG and I'm like, it's clean.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if you find it, welcome back.
Right.
And we know who you are.
Algorithm has you in there. So it's gonna pop up.
It's gonna pop up.
Okay.
Doing an episode on his thing.
Bet. It's gonna pop up. Yeah. Too late. Yeah. You already looked at it.
Hey, because
Al Gore is
up. Al Gore's broadband. Hey, man, just call We Coming From UCAS your stepdads,
right.
Because we will pop up and we will beat you, and you're going to hate it.
Al Gore's internet Wi-Fi broadband is hilarious. That's some funny ass shit. That's funny. We have to make a shirt out of that shit.
We do. Al Gore's broadband. Wrestling on Al Gore's broadband.
That's pretty damn good.
Also, shout out to Drew McIntyre, man.
Yeah.
Drew McIntyre getting the Player Hater of the Year award. Just by CM Punk got hurt and Drew McIntyre walked out in CM Punk's promo. He said, you know what? I prayed for this to happen.
That was crazy.
And it did.
That was crazy. And his promos have been just crazy good ever since
then. Did you see him working out the dreams and nightmares right after that?
No. No.
he posted He posted on IG. He was in his gym and he turned on Dreams and Nightmares.
Oh man!
He's like, I got on a bit. I used to pray for times like this, for rhymes like this. Drew,
the Shade.
Yeah,
his name needs to be the Shade. Yep. Drew McIntyre.
Yep. And so also with Drew, man, it's like it's speculated that his contract is coming up. They don't know if he's re-signed yet. I think they're keeping that under wraps, whether he's re-signed or not. I mean, either way.
Right.
Either way, he's raising his stock.
So, I was just about to say he's raising his stock. It reminds me of what Batista did but right before he left.
Yep.
And that was the best version of Batista that we ever saw on WWE. I almost wish he wouldn't have left.
Yeah.
When he, and this was before they he came back. The rest of the, it was the, he was like,
give me what I want.
He was Kanye West Batista. Yeah. And had the collar up and shit
Blue
like
Tista.
That. Blue Tista. Yeah. Like, yeah, man. I would say to Drew, stick around because we don't have enough of those heels like that, you know? And he's pushing his stock up to be one of the best heels in the company. Like, seriously. Between him and fucking Dominic Mysterio. Dominic Mysterio, how is this dude the biggest heel?
It's great, man.
It's great.
I think he, so he's like third generation.
Yeah.
You know, third generation wrestler.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's really just one of those things where it's in his blood.
Yeah,
you know,
he played
the squeakiest clean of the baby face, but he knew as soon as he turned on his dad that he could just be just that jerk.
Right.
Just that,
right.
That bratty little kid that shouldn't be there. Dominic Mysterio got booed at his own wedding last weekend.
I heard that. I heard that. He got booed at his shoot wedding.
His for shoot wedding. He's like, yo, I'd like to thank everybody for coming. And he was kind of like,
yeah.
I got y'all. Yeah, Dominic Mysterio. I mean, so, okay. Well, question for you.
Okay.
Bigger heel, Dominic Mysterio or MJF? And I know MJF was most recently a babyface, but pure heel tactics.
It's still MJ. Listen, and you know why I'm about to say MJF, but it's MJF. This motherfucker doing an autograph signing.
Oh.
I don't even want to say it because we might get what you call it. Do your research on MJF doing an autograph. We might get demonetized. MJF doing an autograph sign. There was a special needs person in a wheelchair. And he said, you know, he said, you think you cool? You know what I can do? Watch this. He stood up.
Shout out to Madonna who just did this in real life.
He stood up and then he told him to do, he said, yeah, you do the same thing and talk about some don't cheat, don't cheat. How can he cheat? Come on, bro. Really? He said, you know, I'm special because I can do this. He said, can you do it? Like.
Yeah, that's a heel. That's a heel. That is
a heel. I said he was going to hell. I mean, you want to talk about, there's living the gimmick and being the gimmick. And then there's MJF. There's clearly levels to this shit, as your deuce told me the other day. We won't get into what what the question mark did the other day.
Shout out to Black Question Mark.
Black Question Mark. But there's levels to ignorance. And I didn't think that there were like the Black Question Mark, y'all don't know what we're talking about. I ain't like, you know how you know somebody like You think that you've seen him at their maximum level of niggadom? Well, he told me, well, you haven't seen my final form. And this motherfucker, I'm not even going to get into it. I'm sorry. This motherfucker, you just never know with people sometimes, man.
You never know how high the levels of niggadom can be.
Can be.
But also what I wanted to say, so I put a pin in this, man. So with the WrestleMania buildup, a lot of people have talked about this. I think Shelton Benjamin tweeted about it. A couple people have tweeted about this. But Bayley, is Bayley and her story with Damage Control kind of getting left in the dust?
I don't think it's getting left in the dust. I just don't like it. I'm not interested in it.
Okay.
Like, it's not.
Okay. Okay.
I think when they got away from, I got to call her Mercedes Moné now because she literally debuted I think Bayley needs to be on a higher pedestal, if you will, with WWE right now. I'm not trying to be that guy, but y'all already told you how I feel about the, first of all, the Kabuki Warriors, man.
That's your racist.
Y'all might as well.
That's hella racist.
That's racist.
That's hella racist.
Yeah, that's racist. Why are y'all calling them the Kabuki Warriors, man?
They could have at least changed their name when Vince left.
Right. No,
like Vince gone now.
No, we're going to go ahead.
Let's get him a different name.
And we're going to get to him in a minute. But come on, man. The Kabuki Warriors, man. They coming out with face paint, spitting at people with the mist and shit. They still not speaking no English.
Now, that part I actually rock with. Them and Shinsuke cutting promos in Japanese.
Right. Well,
my only problem with it is that in WWE, that still make you a heel, like not speaking English.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah.
That's why they called the Kabuki Warriors.
Right. But I'm just not a fan.
WWE people was chanting USA at the KSI dude. I didn't even realize he was British. I don't know about the YouTube cat. He walked out. They start chanting USA, and I'm like, "Are you niggas serious?"
They don't know. But I'm just not a fan of it. I think she needs to be like with fighting Bianca or fighting Charlotte or just in a bigger. I know they're trying to build stars, which is the way to do it. So I can't be. You know, I'm always the one that's complaining, like, "Hey, you're not building up your NXT stars," and this is a step in the right direction. I get it, but I just feel like when it's coming close to WrestleMania time, I think Bayley should be at a higher pedestal than what she is now. I hope she wins because I didn't forget who was the SmackDown Women's Champion for the last 3 months, and then I was like, "Oh, it's her people in her clique." So I just want to see her elevated to a higher level because she's been there long enough to do so.
I hear what you're saying about that too, and I think what it is there's kind of a mismatch. Like, I think Dakota Kai really should be champion right now. I think that would probably make that storyline hit a little bit more.
Yeah.
With Io Sky, like you said, she kind of, it was the same thing. I was like, oh, Rhea is the champion.
Right.
But then I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. They do got a separate championship on SmackDown.
Right.
I totally forgot about it.
Exactly.
But like, I think they pump fake because Dakota Kai is like New Zealand. I think she's part Japanese.
Yeah. So
like pump fake to like make her seem like she was still going to be with Bayley or whatever. But it kind of fell apart. I do think that Bayley, like you said, she should be a higher pedestal.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think they should be kind of treating her storyline or just treating her fighting for the title as something more important.
I agree.
Even if the storyline is kind of weird or whatever,
right,
they should be really pushing her like, yo, she's a serious championship contender.
Right.
Okay, this ain't gonna be the same level as the Bloodline because that's been a story that's been going on for a while.
Right.
The thing I do like, now that Trinity's back and with Bianca Belair, they had that segment on SmackDown where Trinity was like, man, I feel bad for Bayley. And Bianca was like, shit, I don't.
Right.
Because
she didn't
mess it up with everybody in the locker room.
Yeah.
With what she did. Like, that part was cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, and I thought that added a little bit more to it.
To your point to Trinity, I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah.
So you remember not this week's SmackDown, but last week's SmackDown when The Rock came out.
Yeah.
And they had that promo that lasts like 30 minutes or something like that.
Yeah.
And it looked like they cut off some time.
Oh.
And then Trinity's like, she didn't even get an interest. She just showed up in the ring like she was a jobber.
Yeah.
I didn't like that.
Nah.
I didn't like that at all.
I
did not like that.
She could have stayed in TNA for that.
Yeah. I didn't like how they did it. Like, as soon as she come back, okay, because The Rock came out, we gotta cut your time. Like, no, give her her entrance. Yeah. Like, that's a former women's champion.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
Exactly. In multiple companies that they recognize.
Right, exactly.
They actually recognize the championship she won in the
So I didn't like that. I hope she got some type of kudos or an apology from a motherfucker in the back. Probably she didn't. It's corporate shit. Corporate company. Don't get me started on this shit. But
hey, Mercedes.
I didn't like that. I didn't think that was cool, especially with her just coming back. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
that was wild.
It just seemed like, okay, we just going to throw you out there like you some type of, people know who you are. No, you get an entrance.
I was telling some other folks, man, that was you left WWE and was successful somewhere else and came back tax. They got a date. WWE, and that's one of the Vince-isms. that are just kind of lingering around. Like, hey, you gonna be some successful somewhere else? Okay, cool. We gonna bring you back in. You gonna get a big entrance. We gonna make you lose or do something humiliating, but then you'll be back. You'll be back good.
I hate
you'll
that. You'll be back good. And that's that carny shit. That's what it is.
Exactly.
It's that carny shit.
Exactly.
They need to get away from that shit, yeah. Man. Like, y'all ain't doing that shit with y'all. When y'all left USA and went to TNN and then went back to USA, you think USA made y'all jump? Well, maybe they did because y'all had to pay. USA paid y'all. No, USA paid them, didn't
they? Right, yeah.
Okay, well, never mind.
But
no.
They started preempting it with the Westminster Dog Show randomly. Oh, man, you turn on the watch. Like, back in, man, I used to hate that. You turn on Raw, like, yeah, I'm about to watch Raw. And it's like,
fucking dog show.
It was like, Monday Night Raw. It's like, preempted this week.
I want to know.
What's Mr.
So
dog
you
show.
Know that was a favor for somebody who worked for USA Universal. They was like, you know it was somebody who had to know. You do, yeah. Okay.
Well, so actually, the Westminster Dog Show was actually, like, one of the first, like, real shows that was on USA.
On USA, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So that was kind of like, that was like their flagship for a while. Back in the glory days of cable.
So, I want to know, like, within, like, the first 15 minutes of the dog show,
yeah.
What their ratings were and how quickly they dropped. When people were just tuning in to see if Raw was on. And then the discrepancy of how...
They're like, man, we got 20 million people
and
watching.
And how quickly that fucking subsided. I want to know the research of that.
Look, I know for me personally, it was like 5 minutes. Because you're sitting and like, okay, maybe this about to go off.
No.
Okay, maybe this is going
off.
No, okay,
you're watching. They
this ain't about to go off.
They advertising Purina Peppy Chow. They and Kibbles and Bits. They advertising all of this shit. And I'm like, okay, where's Raw? Could you imagine turning that shit on and you didn't know? And then you watching the commercials. You turn it on. Because this was before, you know, you had your guide. This is when we had the preview channel.
Exactly.
You research on the preview channel. You just turn on the TV and, okay, I'm in the middle of a commercial. You see all these dog commercials.
Yeah.
You're not thinking nothing of it.
You're just like,
And then we welcome back to, like, welcome back to what? This ain't Raw. Where JR at? Where King at? You watching some damn dogs prance around.
They on this show talking quiet.
And as you can see, Fufu is walking up the ramp. Fufu is a Pomeranian. Fufu is a Pomeranian part Doberman. And you see, and over here is Chi-Chi running through Chi-Chi is running through the rings. Chi-Chi is a Rottweiler and Pitbull. The finest of the breed.
Oh, man. The dog show.
Dog show. Westminster. Hey, man, listen. If you had to survive through the Westminster dog show, you one of us, man.
Yeah,
we appreciate
man.
Y'all.
Yeah.
We appreciate y'all for real.
Yeah. And give us a comment in the comment section if you remember the Westminster dog
show. Yeah, put a dog emoji in the comment.
Yeah, and let us know if you remember. Because if you listen to all the way to here, we know you ride with us. We didn't talk about some shit, but we ain't talking about the shit yet.
We getting there. You know what? No, we're not about to get there.
Not yet.
We still got
a whole bunch of stuff to talk about.
Yeah, we still got a lot left to talk about, yeah. Man. I kind of want to pivot to something more WrestleMania weekend focused, though.
Okay.
So let's talk about the Hall of Fame right quick.
Let's talk
about the Hall of Fame. So far, the names for the Hall of Fame, we got Paul Heyman in Philly. So, you know, we had to do that. ECW.
Yeah, you know they had to do that.
We got Bull Nakano, mm-hmm. legendary women's wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
We got the U.S. Express, which is Barry Windham mm-hmm. and Mike Rotunda. Mm-hmm. We got Muhammad Ali.
I thought he was already in the Hall of Fame.
I thought so, too, actually.
I thought he was already
in. I had to go look.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's not in there
He's not in there.
Nope.
Wow.
And then also, today, it got announced, Thunderbolt Patterson
okay.
is in there. So, legendary black wrestler, Thunderbolt Patterson. We'll talk about him later on. Right. But one of his biggest claim to fame was that he was very, very outspoken about racism,
okay.
racial injustice, and he tried to start a union. And that's basically what got him pushed out of wrestling.
See?
So, but shout out to Thunderbolt Pat. He's still alive. Right. 82 years old.
Good.
Man.
So he'll be there. Good.
So he'll be in there in the Hall of Fame.
Good.
So with the Hall of Fame, man, Paul Heyman going in, well-deserved.
Right.
100% well-deserved.
Sure.
I'll say this. This ain't hating, but it's kind of like with seeing Paul Heyman go in the WWE Hall of Fame. Now, he's done so much in WWE,
mm-hmm.
so many accolades, all that.
Mm-hmm.
But it kind of feel to me like when you was an Ice Cube fan and you heard We Be Clubbing the first time. And you like, okay. I mean, it's cool. Yeah. Right. I rock with it.
Right.
But Cube?
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, but Cube?
Right.
Okay. That's kind of how I feel about Paul Heyman.
Going into like, the Hall of Fame.
And it's like, I guess for me being an ECW fan and all of that, hearing Paul Heyman. Now, granted, I know the allegedly Vince McMahon and WWE wasn't helping Paul Heyman and paying him to, you know, to keep the company up, to, you know, send Al Snow down and all that. Allegedly. He wasn't accepting no money.
Allegedly, Vince McMahon had a whole bunch of motherfuckers accepting money. To do shit.
Allegedly. Some of it was wrestling.
Right. Oh, shit. We gonna get there, y'all. We gonna get there. Just hold on.
The floodgates are gonna open on that one. It's like I said, it's not a bad thing. It's not a bad, like, I don't feel bad about Paul Heyman going to Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
But it's just like, man, I remember those old school, we're not WWF, we're not WCW, right. We're ECW.
Right.
And then he was just like, well, ECW close.
Right.
WWE it is.
Right. So would you think it would be the Paul Heyman thing to do to be the first person to reject his Hall of Fame entrance just so he can keep his ECW spirit alive?
No.
He's not going to.
Because he's already told people like ECW's dead, get over it.
Right.
He's already said that. I think it would be very ECW because that's exactly how Shane Douglas did when he won the NWA championship to the ECW championship. Right. That actually would be interesting. He ain't going to do it because of the bloodline storyline and all that.
He ain't doing it.
But if they could do something like Sandman walk out and just start, like they have like Paul Heyman out there and, you know, they just have a bunch of just random cast and Sandman just come out there with a beer and a cigarette, just whooping everybody.
Sure.
I'm like, okay, this is how you go in the Hall of Fame.
Right.
He gotta use a few cuss words. And he gotta put that ball cap on with the little ponytail hanging out the back.
Sure.
He gotta do something that's true to ECW.
Right.
Because everybody gonna be chanting ECW during this whole Hall of Fame speech.
Yeah.
He gotta do something like that. He gotta bring out Sandman or he gotta bring out Sabu.
Right.
You know, I mean Rob's in AEW now, so he can bring him up.
But how do you feel about him going in when his major contribution to pro wrestling was off the backs of people who either are no longer here or were, you know, doing it, whatever. Like, I get it. He did his thing in WCW. He's definitely probably a creative genius. I'm not taking nothing from him, but there's a lot of stories that we've heard about Paul Heyman from ECW from somebody who's not able to speak anymore because he's dead.
And now, you know what? That might actually be what my problem is. I think you've uncovered what it is.
Jack did a lot. A lot.
Yeah.
And like, to put ECW on the map.
Yeah. I think right now, I would like to hear from like cats like Jack.
Yeah.
To just be like, hey man, this is bullshit. And I'm like, okay. That validates how I feel. Cool. Let me see, you know, Paul Heyman going in the Hall of Fame and all that. But to your point, should he go in the Hall of Fame on the backs of all these people who are not here anymore? I mean, he's just taking after his mentor, Vince McMahon.
I'm not trying to discredit his contributions to pro wrestling.
Right.
He should be there.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, he's definitely
100%
a Hall of Fame, a first ballot Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Yep.
It's just after like hearing the stories that we've heard on that are all scattered all over YouTube.
Yep.
Do your own research. I'm just, you know, some of y'all might be in the comments like, you know what you're talking about. Okay.
All right. Cool. Bet.
Do your own research.
I'll drop some links in here.
Yeah. We'll drop some links and you make your own opinion.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've heard of a lot.
Yeah.
Granted, it might be skewed because it was a lot from one person.
It was, but still, I mean, it was a lot from a few different people.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to remember, there were some people that ride or die with Paul E. until them checks start bouncing in 2001.
I just have a problem with somebody saying that, hey, Jack, I need you someplace. And he's like, okay, I'm in jail. And if you don't come get me out now, I'm going to be here for a while. Yeah. He's like, okay, well, I need you at the show. Like, I'm in Dayton. And then he said, y'all need to look at some new Jack videos, man. Mm-hmm. God rest his soul. But, you know, he brought a lot of stuff to light mm-hmm. that you don't hear about, you know. And that's why I kind of have a different approach to what a lot of stuff, like the Attitude Era and all of yep. that stuff. That motherfucker was doing that shit in Smoky Mountain, man.
Yep, exactly.
He was Attitude Era before they even thought of the damn catchphrase or the marketing term.
Exactly.
Like, seriously. This exactly. This dude had a red Corvette with the Malcolm X logo on it wearing Raiders gear in the 90s.
In the early 90s.
Early 90s. Before Attitude Era was even when Doink the Clown.
93,
and, 94. And come on, man. Like, I'll say this. There's a lot of contributions that New Jack has left in pro wrestling that he does not get credit for if you really know.
All right. Here's a question. What do you think about New Jack going into the WWE Hall of Fame?
Is that that's the answer? you know that shit ain't happening, man. You know it's not happening. He should be there, but it's not going to happen. One, he never stepped foot there. He did. We went there for a tryout, but he never contributed to the revenue of WWE. It's never happened.
I mean, you know,
with a byproduct, it's happened because of the WWE Network,
right?
So, but as far as him, you know, going out in the ring, he's never contributed to the business.
Yeah.
You know, WWE.
I mean, that doesn't stop them because Carlos Colon.
That's true.
He really didn't have a WWE career. I mean, his son
did,
or a few of his sons did, but, you know, Carlos Colon was a promoter.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
true. He was really the competition.
I don't think it's been enough time.
That's my answer. I feel like
I don't think it's been enough time.
They're gonna wait until we old.
Oh, to put New Jack into the
put New Jack in. Yeah. And then people are gonna be like, New Jack. Yeah. And they're gonna be like, yeah, you just jump on balconies. Yeah. He didn't say anything.
Like he's gonna be like how long it took them to put Muhammad Ali into the WWE Hall of Fame. That's gonna be New Jack. Like 10 or 15 years from now.
Or how long it took them to put Macho Man in the
Hall of
Fame.
True. That's
you know what
true.
I'm saying? Like they say never
right.
when in the wrestling business. And I think that's going to be the thing. They're going to wait a good long time.
Well, we know there's one person that never means that his ass ain't going into the Hall of Fame. He ain't never going into the Hall of Fame.
It's time for another one of these RVS rants. I told y'all a few episodes ago about how my Facebook was like, yo, there's this Facebook group. You're probably interested in it. It's called Chris Benoit Was Framed, right? Nah, check this out. shout out to Jobber Tears. Shout out to y'all, man. Y'all some good folks. There's a National African American Wrestling Fan Facebook group too. Shout out to y'all as well. But there's been a couple posts. Now, there's been one post that made it to both of y'all Facebook groups.
Okay.
Of some dude who went to a WWE show with an I'm a Chris Benoit guy shirt on. Oh, God. And people in them comments. First of all, I just need to talk to people that be in Facebook comments, people that be on YouTube comments.
Yeah.
Y'all need Jesus. Y'all need saving. Y'all need to get baptized. Y'all need water. Y'all need holy bread. Y'all need manna from heaven. You need wine. You need all of that. These people in the comments was like, nah, man, we should, you know, Chris Benoit did bad things, but he's with one of the greatest wrestlers ever. He should be in the Hall of Fame. He should be dead, and you know, damn Kevin Sullivan. Dog. I was like, I love y'all groups, but I'm gonna have to mute y'all because this is ridiculous. Y'all caping. Look, man, it's been it's been 18 years.
Yeah.
I get it. Some of y'all wasn't outside when that happened, But read Wikipedia. It ain't lying. This man did horrific things. I don't care how good a wrestler he was. No. You don't talk about him no more. His son want to be Chris Benoit Jr. And that's the reason why he ain't got signed by nobody. He looked just like him.
He do. He do.
There's a reason he ain't been signed. He looked just like his daddy. Talking about, yeah, I want to wrestle and be Chris Benoit Jr. No, you ain't. No, you ain't.
No.
Bro, man. Your little brother.
No.
Nigga.
No.
Golly,
how can you even quantify the thoughts of having this dude being immortalized into a Hall of Fame?
Dog.
Because he did, and then I love how you said he was a great, he did some horrific things, but no, motherfucker, stop right there. We're done.
We're finished.
What are we talking about?
We're finished.
That's ain't it. There's nothing else to talk about. Else. I'm not even going to mention the crap that he do your own damn research. It ain't worth talking about. No, this motherfucker. No.
Read a book. Read. There's plenty of books about it. Read Wikipedia. That's all you got to do.
Everything that he has done does not matter anymore.
No. I don't care. I don't care who he fought at WrestleMania 20.
It don't matter.
I don't care.
It doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah.
No.
Facebook about to get cut off, man. If it went for the I only listen to 90s music Facebook group, I'd be off Facebook. I'm going to let y'all know. Shout out to y'all.
How can y'all glorify that? Don't. Oh, you know what? Facebook comment person, you know why you're not glorifying me? Because it didn't happen to your ass. That's why.
Hey, man. Exactly. Dog. Also, shout out to the people. So, you know, I participate in some of these groups because, you know, I'm promoting and all of that. So there was one Facebook post about O'Shea Jackson Jr., Cube's son, huge wrestling fan, right?
Right.
He went on a Chris Van Vliet's podcast, and he was just basically talking about AEW, and he was like, one of the things that he can't really rock with in AEW is that they have people come in from outside of the company, but they don't really do like build-ups of who they are and stuff like that. And
sure.
Like, for him as a fan, you know, that don't really work for him.
Right.
In response to that, I was just like, you know, I respect the fact that AEW does that because they're putting their feet in the sand and saying, hey man, we are promoting towards people that either watch wrestling all the time.
Sure.
Who either like watch everything.
Yeah, I get it.
Or the folks that are just like, hey man, I'm just, you know, I don't know who this is, but I'm gonna do that.
Sure.
So I'm like, they're catering to a different audience than other wrestling companies.
Mm-hmm.
The comments that I got in return.
Wow. See, that's why your AEW doesn't have any good ratings. And that's why they don't have the fan attendance. Because they don't do these things that WWE does.
And I said, bro, I didn't even say all that.
Yeah.
I just said, yo, I respect that they booked the show that they want to book it.
Right.
And
don't cry to me when AEW goes out of business.
Nigga, I won't. The TV show. I'll just watch something else. I don't know what to tell you. Like, dog, like, I don't care. I don't care. No company pays me to watch them.
I don't give a fuck.
I don't care. Are you AEW fan? Look, I didn't even say that.
Right, right.
So, yeah, Facebook, y'all, hey, man, y'all need, just get dumped. That's what y'all need to do.
Man.
Just go into that water. Come back as a different person.
Come back as a different person. No, man. Yeah. No. Yeah. Y'all need to chill out, man. But the CB crap, man. No.
Nah.
No.
Nah, don't stand
not,
for it.
It don't stand for it. Does not to be honored. It does not matter. This dude, you know, we're done talking about it.
Yeah. So, man, let's just move on. Well, it's not necessarily it's not positive at all. But it's funny. It ain't funny, but it's funny. Vince McMahon.
Vincent Kennedy McMahon.
Okay. If you've been living under
a rock. Where do we start?
Yeah, let's start at the top. Let's give a quick recap. Vincent Kennedy McMahon, if you've been living under a rock, or you've just been ignoring the world.
No, they send smoke signals under the rock for this shit.
They had to. Vincent Kennedy McMahon is being accused of sex trafficking, allegedly. Sexual assault, allegedly. And just being an all-around nasty dude, allegedly. So
there's
a lawsuit that came out against him, that a civil lawsuit, I believe. civil mm-hmm, lawsuit mm-hmm. That basically he hired this young woman to come and work at the company mm-hmm. for a position that she wasn't qualified for. That basically he hired her specifically so he can have sex with her,
right?
Allegedly, right? So she gets in that relationship. She was on hard times. She needed a job. She lived in his apartment building. Let's start there. She lived in his apartment building.
Yeah, yeah.
He would invite her over for meetings and show up with nothing on. That's where we start. That's the baseline. That's the baseline of where we start.
I'm ignorant. You know I'm about to say some ignorant. You know I'm
about... Oh, no.
So... how do you think he put that in the Outlook calendar?
He said, he said,
I'm sorry, I couldn't resist.
Vincent Man said, there's a meeting in my bedroom.
Wait a minute.
So girl, please don't be late.
What do you put in the subject heading for that shit? And wait, and then wait a minute. He invited attendees, and he would.
Oh no, we gonna get to that. We gonna get to that. The attendees.
And then you know the sound effect that Outlook makes when you have a meeting about to come.
It ain't funny, but it's hilarious. So Vince was, he hired this woman, gave her a position, a job with the company, and then quickly turned it into, go over to my boy, John Laurinaitis, have a meeting with him too. And
we've met this dude.
So we met Johnny Ace
mm-hmm.
and the thing that like shut down the party was that weird CM Punk fan.
Right.
The weird Cubs fan talking about, man, you screwed CM Punk.
Right. Yeah.
That ain't that a weird like full circle moment?
It is fucking weird as shit. That's weird as shit. That's weird as shit. Yeah.
Yeah. So allegedly Vince they scheduled a bunch more meetings with this woman.
Okay, check it out. Okay, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, schedule a bunch more meetings, did things like record her and then show it to everybody. And when I say everybody, the lawsuit says that there were like tech people, like cameramen, the dude that works sound. Hey man,
cite this shit, because I don't want motherfuckers coming. Where are you? Some citations.
This is from the lawsuit.
Okay.
No, this is
from... I don't want you motherfuckers coming after us. We just reading the news.
No, this is actually from the real lawsuit.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
right.
This is from the lawsuit.
This is public knowledge.
I might put it at the bottom of the screen. I don't care. But, yes. So, there are other people unnamed in the lawsuit, but then they describe the people in the lawsuit, one of which being a former UFC heavyweight champion that was re-signing to WWE at the time, which, here comes the pain. Apparently, Vince McMahon promised this individual, maybe we won't say his name because it's not late, but you know who it is. He got removed from the roster and then, like, I guess re-added back to that.
So maybe he about to come out of it.
That's going to be wild. Yeah, but Vince allegedly put in terms of his comeback, like, hey, you know, if you come back to WWE, I'll throw in this.
You think he put that in the contract? Well, it ain't in the
contract. It ain't in the contract.
But
the lawsuit says that it was like, he texted him like, hey, man, I'll throw her in. This is where the sex trafficking comes from. He's like, I'll throw her in if you sign the contract. To which this individual said, and this might be actually be the thing that saves him. He says, that's you. And besides, if I go there, she ain't gonna want you no more.
So he threw her in there like she was a signing bonus?
Yes. This is in the lawsuit, y'all. I'm not just coming up with this off the top of my head. This is in the lawsuit. Yeah. This is where the sex trafficking comes in. I might even have to bleep that out because I don't know. YouTube might not let us talk about that for real.
Yeah.
That's where that come in. So it's a lot.
Dude, what the hell is wrong with you?
Allegedly, he...
Well, okay, here's my thing with the allegedly crap, man. Yeah. Like, they were NDA signed. So...
Well, that's the thing, too. They were NDA signed.
And money given.
Right. But the problem is, she was guaranteed $6 million. He only gave her $3 million. Hmm. So the NDA don't hold up if he didn't keep his side of the bargain. Mm. the whole lawsuit is getting into the whole like hush money NDA thing. I think it's
gray area shit.
Yeah, I think it's going to set a legal precedence on like, can you really make somebody sign an NDA for some shit like that?
Right.
And I think we're getting to a point where it's going to be like, nah.
Yeah, I don't. So we know the history that the Fed's been trying to get Vince ass for a long time. Yep. This ain't the first time. It's not the second time.
No. It might not even be the last time.
It might not be the last time. But at some point, they're going to get your ass on something. Mm-hmm. Allegedly, he did this stuff, but this is next level wild shit here, man. Like,
yeah. Okay. And I'll say this. So even towards the allegedly part, right?
Yeah.
So John Laurinaitis is named in this lawsuit, right? His lawyers came back and said, hey man, they basically was like, Vince, oh, he did it. Me, I didn't.
Okay.
That's what John Laurinaitis' lawyers wasn't like, hey man, this is all, because like Vince and WWE, oh, we're going to investigate. John Laurinaitis like, no, Vince.
Vince did that.
He did it. John Laurinaitis did not. So that's the other thing. You got other people coming up, you just being like, yo, that's crazy.
Right.
The other thing, court of public opinion, right?
Right.
With folks at WWE and all that. Triple H messed up at that last press conference with the Royal Rumble.
What'd he say?
And it was like, yeah, so, you know, what's this going on with Vince? Like, do you have a comment? He said, man, I'm just trying to look at the positive, dog. We just had a great Royal Rumble, man. I'm just trying to look at the positive. I'm like, Trips, you cannot.
You can't say that.
You got to have a statement, my dude. You got to say
that's
something.
That's when quality controls are, we here at the WWE do not appreciate anything that had nothing to do. Yeah, they should have knocked him over. Yeah. When
come on. You should not recognize the energy. Fucking stock prices dropping and shit. Nigga, what the fuck you doing? Nigga, we trying to fucking sell the TKO. Nigga, what the fuck? Which to that point, TKO is also just like, hey man, we going private, dog.
Yeah, yeah.
They didn't already feel like, hey man, we're done.
We
stock market. Yeah, it's been real. We going private, right, man. We ain't even messing with y'all.
Did that go through their private
house? It hasn't gone through yet. Okay. They talking about it.
Oh, okay. They probably should.
But yeah. but also, their biggest thing when they bought WWE, they said their biggest risk was Vince McMahon being on the board or being in such a high up position. Mm-hmm. They knew what was going on.
Right.
And speaking of knowing what was going on,
right?
There were two unknown executive leaders in the company who were just named executive leader number one, executive leader number two. It has been confirmed by the young lady's lawyers that those executive leaders are the CEO, the COO of WWE, Brad Bloom, and WWE president Nick Khan. And in the lawsuit, they've been identified as the claims that Khan and Bloom, whose names were previously not reported, it says that they were instrumental to a scheme in which the plaintiff, a woman named Janelle Grant, was employed in a quote-unquote completely undefined role, except for the understanding that she remained a sex slave to be used and trafficked by Vince McMahon. Okay. Unlike McMahon and Laurinaitis, the two are not personally accused of any sexual misconduct or violence. Rather, the suit claims that they and others facilitated and covered up exploitation in ways that make WWE liable in federal anti-trafficking
law. If you knew about it, you need to call that. You know how your job got that anonymous hotline? Yep. Where you ain't got, you gotta say something about that shit, man, so you don't incriminate yourself.
Exactly.
Like, no, man. It's just, it's so many wrongs in this story. It's just, you don't do that.
No.
You don't do that.
it's an issue of white dudes with power. Like, if you think about it, when Vince stepped down and then he said, man, I got bad counsel that told me to step down. He was looking at other powerful billionaire cats that are doing stuff like this and getting away with it. And he was like, dog, I should be getting away with it too. Even with TKO, was like, they said that it was a huge risk that Vince McMahon is on the board. Mm-hmm. They still wouldn't let the purchase go through unless Vince McMahon came back.
Right.
So,
right.
I don't think they're going to be named in a lawsuit, but at a certain point, like, they're complicit too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is one of those things that if WWE isn't careful, it can really destroy a lot of the goodwill that they've built in the past year, past 2 years.
Yep.
I mean, they've gotten sold out arena after sold out arena.
You're right.
If the feds.
Yep.
Come down and sanction them? Because the Fed case is also about the fact that they misrepresented funds that Vince was given to people as hush money.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, this, that part isn't alleged now no more.
Right, right.
They found that liable of, yes, he was giving money to women, and they weren't putting it in their finances.
Mm-hmm.
As you can't do that as a publicly traded company.
No, you can't.
Like, somebody could go to jail for that.
Right, right.
A lot of people go to jail for that.
Right.
They could sanction the company for all the sellouts that they get. They could be like, yo, give us that
some
money.
Of that, yeah.
Give us that money.
You're right. Man, only time gonna tell, man. It's not looking good.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not looking good, bro. Vince, you a little nasty motherfucker.
This is gonna be an aside. But Vince. Why? For what?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Like,
allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Allegedly. What you doing?
Yeah, man.
For what?
Yeah.
What did you do? For what? You just like that? You just having a collection of, so the lawsuit actually said, I probably shouldn't say this. Part of the lawsuit was that he showed her his sexual toy collection that were named after WWE superstars.
Macho.
Hulk Hogan. Andre the Giant.
I'm leaving. I'm out. this is the part where I leave.
Done. Over with.
Vince, come on, man. Come on. Why? What? Is
he married to Linda?
Yeah, well, no. Yeah. I mean,
yeah, well,
they've been separated for a long time, but you know.
Who knows?
Yeah, who knows? I'm like, yo, is this what happens when you get too much money? Like, when you get too much money, you know, you don't got to worry about bills.
Yeah, but this isn't like if I had that amount of money, I'm not thinking of the ninth level of hell of shit to do like that. Like, I'm not thinking like, no, why?
I disagree.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like,
stay tuned to the next episode of We Coming For You Cast, where the fellas finish their discussion about Vince McMahon's atrocities. The fellas also reveal their name for this new era of The Rock. They weigh in on if Cody will beat Roman at WrestleMania, and they give out their illustrious awards on the next episode of We Coming For You Cast. It ain't safe no more.
nigga.